Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. And my special guest today, Shane Phelan, with his new album, Right Here. And he's with me right here today. And his new single, Me and the Moon. It sounds great, Shane. You must be very pleased.
Yeah, thanks, John. I suppose we've been building up for this song now for a while. So it's nice to finally be, I suppose, getting a great reaction to it. All the fans seem to love it. And it's getting a great reaction at radio. So I'm really pleased. It's a big song, first single. Yeah, so it's going well so far, thank God.
Nervous?
Yeah, of course. Very nervous. You're always nervous bringing out a song. You hope you've been listening to it for months yourself, and you hope it's good enough. And it's the first single, so it's an important song. Mm. But I think, you know, for me, this song is definitely in the vein of where my music is on this album. Completely as a you know, all around sound. And it's vocally, you know, I'm very proud of it. It's a big song, and I wanted to kind of sing a lot more powerful songs on this album. So this is, yeah, it's kind of nailing it for me, I think, so far.
Is it true, Shane, that you had to whittle it down from kind of 200 songs, including 50 of your own?
Yeah, so basically we kind of said, look, you know, I want to try and find the best songs I can possibly find in the world. You know, and if that's my songs, great. If it's somebody else's songs, great. I didn't really mind. I just wanted to find a great album. You know, your second album is very important. Obviously your first is too, but it's way more important your second album. It really has to, you kind of have to zone in on your sound and find some great songs. So yeah, we did that. We kind of had a long, lengthy process of kind of going through songs. And but you know, we you know, the ones that made the album stood out kind of straight away. But we had about kind of 25 that we had to really get it down to 10. And songs that, some of the songs I was disappointed, you know, I suppose didn't make the album. Some of them weren't even my own songs, but still songs that I really liked, you know. And it's one of those kind of processes. You have to pick. We had this kind of idea of 10 songs. And you know, I think it's a great album. I'm really proud of it.
So what's the difference between this album, would you say, and the last album? What have you kind of matured in a kind of way with your sound, Shane?
Yeah, I think I've found my sound an awful lot more in this album. It's more pop, it's more me, it's more a kind of, there's a bit more of an edge to it. I think lyrically it's better, I think vocally it's better. You know, the last album was quite jolly, quite happy, quite country as well. I went to Nashville to make an album, so I had a kind of a country, kind of more of a folky thing to it. But, you know, there's still the element of a little bit of folk here and there in this album, but it's definitely more kind of contemporary pop. And it's more closer to what I think the fans that would maybe have liked Westlife will definitely love this album. I'd be surprised if they don't.
So is this the music you've always wanted to make?
Well, it's a funny process, John. You're trying to, you come out of a band like Westlife and you don't know what, you know, you want to sing great songs, obviously, but you don't know what, you have to be different. You have to try and find something that's a little bit different too and kind of create your own individuality. So, and it's taken me, I suppose, this album and the last album to do that. But I'm definitely more in the vein of exactly where I want to be. And it's pop music, and that's what I love singing. And I love singing ballads, and there's lots of ballads on this album.
Home is the place where your heart is.
Yes, exactly. Well done. Good lyric check there.
That's good, and I like the video as well, Shane. I have to say, did you pinch the kind of scene from Skyfall in there?
I did actually. I was actually beside the scene in Skyfall, that the last scene with the house blown up and the DB5 and all that.
Nice.
From the last, I was in that. A lot of flies around that place. I had to wear like one of those head nets you have to put over yourself because I was getting ate alive by midges. Daniel Craig didn't look like he was, but for some reason, maybe they had a giant net around the whole field. But yeah, it was amazing scenery, absolutely incredible. I'd never been up that high in Scotland, but it was some of the mountain scenery was just incredible. But yeah, beautiful. Like, I'm really happy with the video.
The midges don't bite Bond, Shane. You know, so you have to kind of
understand. That's what it is. You know what? It was probably the cologne that Bond was wearing. I reckon his was just a little bit cooler. Or maybe it was mine that was not really nice at all, and they loved it. So right. It was great fun. It was a great video. It was the first video I was ever in completely on my own as well. It was just me in the scenery, and it was great to make it in such a beautiful place.
And the budget obviously didn't stretch to the DB7 or 5.
The DB5, coming in the next one. That's coming in the next one. So, that was my favourite Bond movie as well. Amazing.
Did you have much say, Shane, when you were in Westlife when it came to songs?
We did, of course, yeah. You know, if there's something that we really didn't like, obviously we didn't do it. But, you know, when we started out, we took a lot of advice from Simon Cowell and Louis. They were kind of our team of people that were kind of looking after our whole kind of, you know, every single album, exactly the way we were going to be as a band. And they nailed it, you know, they did it really well. So, you know, when you're having a lot of success, you don't want to change the formula too much. But, you know, if we got to a stage where we didn't really like a song, of course they're not going to make us do it because we have to get up and sing it. But, you know, we were very lucky. You know, Westlife was an amazing time for us, an amazing success, and we've a lot of people to thank for that, obviously. But it's you know, it's one of those things. If you release great songs and you work hard, you have a good chance of doing well, you know.
And of course, at the end, Shane, professionally and personally, it was a bit of a coming off a cliff for you.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself in, when you're in that kind of place in your life, you can write better songs? And I know it kind of, not that I'm a great songwriter, but I had a little trauma myself, and it did kind of help me a little bit.
I well believe it. Yeah, it absolutely does. It's like, I suppose, kind of going through something in your life, you know, whether it be something bad financially, if that was it for me, or it could be a death in the family or something like that. You know, without a doubt, you definitely dig deeper because you think about things in a different way and you look at life in a different way. And for me, in the first album, that's why I kind of wrote a lot of, I suppose, more upbeat, more kind of happier songs, because I was quite upset and kind of in a bad place in my life, and I wanted to feel happy. I wanted to talk about me, you know, my wife and me, you know, how I was in love and different things like that. So I think this album, I kind of got into a bit more, I tried to challenge myself a bit more lyrically because I wanted to get better. You know, I'm only writing songs the last few years properly, and I wanted to get better as a songwriter and learn from other people. And you know, I started writing songs about necessarily nothing to do with my life. Just it could be about a bad relationship or somebody breaking up with somebody or something a lot more serious in life. And I tried to make it a bit more universal, you know, to try and teach myself, could I do that? Or did it always have to be about me? And it didn't. And I'm very proud of that element of this album, because there's songs on there, it's nothing to do with my relationship at all. You know, my relationship is actually very, very good with
your
my wife.
Your wife, Gillian's okay with that.
She's cool. But even she said, you know, you should try and do that. You should try and write about, you know, just generic things and you know, different, you know, challenge yourself. You know, and I did that, and it's some of the better songs actually came out of it.
And what's this I'm hearing about a little tie-up with Girls Aloud? Is this true?
It is true, yeah. My new single, which will be coming next month, is with Nadine Coyle from Girls Aloud. And it's a big song, a big duet, song I did in Denmark with Cutfather, producer over there. And it was a big song for me. And I, you know, when you're doing a duet, it's a big decision. You want to get somebody great. And vocally, it's a very big song, especially for the girl. And she absolutely smashed it out of the ballpark. Like, she's such an incredible singer. And like, it was funny because she was the first name that the record label mentioned. What do you think of Nadine Coyle? I was like, absolutely, she's incredible. And she loved it. So obviously, you hope the person likes it when you play them the song.
Of course.
But she loved it. She absolutely loved it. So that was it. And a few weeks later, we were in the studio, and that's it. We're it's all done and dusted.
Well, we can't wait. Me and the Moon, a new single from the new album right here from Shane. And I'd like to finish with five of your favourite things, Shane, if I may.
Five of my favourite things, okay.
Yeah, your favourite place?
My favourite place, look, I'm going to say Sligo because it's home, you know.
Okay, favourite time of your life?
Favourite time of my life, probably my children being born.
Oh, good answer. Favourite person, Shane?
Favourite person, my wife, Gillian.
Good answer. Favourite film?
Favourite film, Wolf of Wall Street, probably.
Oh.
I've watched that movie five or six times, and I continue to love it every time I watch it. So that stands out at the moment for me.
I like the ex-wife in that myself. And, well, I forget her name. And your favourite song, Shane?
My favourite song, that's a good question. Man in the Mirror, Michael Jackson, I'm going to go with.
Oh, okay.
I love that song. That's the song that made me want to sing.
That's good. Right. Okay. Well, wish you kind of big success with the new album and the new single.
Sean.
Thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you very much. And thanks for playing the record. It's great.
My pleasure. Cheers, Shane.
Cheers, buddy. Thanks.
Bye.